In the gospel reading today, we hear the parable of the master who handed over to his servants various talents. And obviously, that is our Lord and us. He has given to each one of us a variety of talents according to his own will. The question is, what are we doing with them? It's easy to be able to look at it and say, okay, the Lord gave me X number of talents, that's what I have to return to him. But that's not the point. The point is that he wants us to increase them. He has given us the talents. He's expecting that we're going to double them at least. That's exactly what we hear. Now, of course, the reading got cut off before we got to the man who dug a hole and buried it and brought him back his one talent. But we all know the rest of the story. It didn't go too well for that guy. So the Lord has given us talents to use for his greater glory, to use for the good of others. What tends to happen is that if we're going to use God's talents, we use them for selfish reasons. That's not why they were given. And so we can ask ourselves, if we were to stand before the Lord today, what would we have to offer to him? Would we be able to say, here's what you gave to me, and now here's what I'm giving back, double or triple or whatever it might have been? Or would we actually have to shamefacedly say, here's what you gave me, and I actually have less to give you than what you gave me in the first place? Because I've squandered it. I've used it the wrong way. I haven't done anything for your glory, but for my own. That's the kind of thing we have to look at. Because one day we will stand before him. One day we will have to offer him to him an accounting for everything that he has given to us. They're his gifts that he gave to us. And yes, he has entrusted them to us. We are the stewards of those gifts. So what are we doing with them? We don't want to squander them. We don't want to bury them. We could look at it again like the guy with the one and say, well, you know, just in case I might really mess up and lose them, it'd be better if I just bury them in the ground, if I just don't let anybody see them and don't do anything with them. Again, that didn't go too well for that guy, and it won't for us either. It's a matter that if we are truly seeking to use what God has given to us for his greater glory and for the good of others, we're not going to have to worry about losing them or squandering them. If we're doing it for selfish reasons, if we're being stupid, yeah, then we have lots of things to worry about. So we need to bring it to prayer. Certainly there's a point of trying to say, I want to do what God is asking me to do. But do we know what God's asking me to do? Yes, he's given me these talents and abilities. How does he want me to use them? Again, this is critical because we might look at it and say, well, he's given me these talents and abilities. It's pretty obvious how I'm supposed to use them. I'm supposed to do this with them. Are you sure? What if he wants you to do something entirely different than what you think that that's what he wants? So that, again, is where we need to be rooted in prayer. We need to be seeking the will of God. Our own ideas, our own will isn't going to get us very far. We should all know that by now. It's seeking to do his will. And if we're doing his will, then we're going to be blessed. Even if it doesn't go the way that we thought that it ought to. Because sometimes we'll say, well, I'll do his will, but I really want it for my glory. If we do it that way, we're going to fall flat on our face. We were doing his will, but for the wrong reason. So he provided humility for it. And he'll actually bless us in that humility because at least we were trying to do his will. Once we can learn the humility, then we'll do his will and everything will be wonderful. That's what our lives are to be about. So bring it to prayer. Ask the Lord to show you the talents that he's given to you because there may be some things that you're not even aware of. And then most importantly, ask him what he wants you to do with them. How does he want you to use those talents and abilities for love of God and love of neighbor, for his greater glory and for the good of others.